That's football music in the background. 3 o'clock Fridays is when Rich and I make our picks, and it is a true pleasure to be joined by our good friend, who's our good friend all the time, but he is normally with us on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. Kind enough to shift his schedule around because we were at the Paul Bear Bryant Awards this Wednesday.
And that's not a schedule easily shifted.
It is not at all, at all. But Cecil Shorts joining us out here at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd to chat up some football, do a little All Due Respect next segment. So I hope you have a stupid people doing stupid things story ready, Cecil. If you didn't, BMAC has a few of them we can send your way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, good to see you, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you guys, too. I feel like I haven't seen Rich in a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Good to see your face.
That's what everybody said. Clint said the same thing yesterday.
Yep.
Said, man, Richie Rich, I haven't seen you in a while, old boy.
I took some time off during the holidays, and then I got sick. So I think a lot of people were thinking, oh, you're milking it for all it's worth, huh?
No. Right.
Well, it was good to see you.
Same here.
Yeah, you don't want to use up the sick days, January 2nd and January 3rd.
Exactly.
That would not be strategic at all.
Exactly.
All right, so let's get into this divisional round of games, and we'll talk more about these games as the hour rolls on here with Cecil Shorts. Let's get things started. Indianapolis at Kansas City. We'll pick these games straight up, but I'll also make mention of the spread, and I'll tell you what I think about the spread on these games. If either of these guys want to make that mention as well, it'll probably be evident in just how forcefully they pick their winners straight up.
Right.
Will indicate how close we think the game will be. But Cecil, we'll let you go first. Colts, who we got an up close and personal and painful look at last week at NRG Stadium, traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs.
I'm picking the Colts. I just feel like if I had to pick a defense that I trust more, the Kansas City Chiefs or the Indianapolis Colts, I'm leaning towards the Colts. I think they do a great job, especially last week, confusing Deshaun Watson. It was times where it looked like man pre-snap and it was zone. It was times it looked like zone pre-snap and it was man. And they did a good job confusing Deshaun Watson, which led to an interception. If they can do that versus Kansas City and confuse Mahomes once or twice, just maybe get one interception and get an extra possession here or there, they could win the game. And cause they can score with anybody. You have Andrew Luck, who's playing hot right now. And the thing about the Colts is if they get up, they can run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I think Kansas City lost, maybe it was a Thursday night to San Diego, they got up to a nice lead, and Phillip Rivers more than able to come back, but Kansas City couldn't run the clock out. They had no four-man offense. They're missing Kareem Hunt. They could have no solidified back there that can help them. So I'm leaning towards the Colts.
I am too. I like the Colts in this matchup. You know, Patrick Mahomes, in basketball, there's a term, zone buster. He's a zone buster in football. But Eberflus is a guy who's going to mix it up, like you said, enough, I think, defensively to be effective there. This is like strength versus strength. The Chiefs pass rush is number one in the NFL. The Colts are the best at protecting the quarterback. It's really going to be a lot of fun to see which unit prevails in this matchup. But I just think that what you said about the Colts holding on to the football, running the football, milking the clock, thereby keeping Mahomes off the field and winning the time of possession battle, I think the Colts have the perfect recipe to take out the Chiefs.
This is a little scary that there's three of us picking a six seed to beat a one seed.
I know.
Okay, so let's just
a six seed at NRG Stadium.
No, I get it. I get it. Those numbers next to the city on the thing should be. Let's not get those twisted. The Colts are better than the sixth best team in the AFC about now.
Absolutely.
I like what you said, Cecil, about their ability to run the football. The Texans came into last week's game against the Colts number one in DVOA against the run. The Kansas City Chiefs are at the opposite end of the spectrum. They're 32nd. Yeah. Now, the thing that scares me a little bit about the Colts, if I'm picking them to win this game, and I think it goes without saying all three of us would say take the 5.5 points because the Colts are getting 5.5 points in this game, and that line hasn't moved, which surprises me a little bit because I feel like that line might have moved down a little bit based on people talking like we are right now about the Colts. One thing to be a little scared of, this is the Colts' third straight road game that's essentially an elimination game for them. Mm. Week 17, Sunday night at Tennessee. That was an elimination game. They lose that game, their season's over.
Mm-hmm.
Last week here against the Texans, elimination game. Now, one nice thing is they do get an extra day because last week was on a Saturday. This game's on a Sunday. So they get an extra day to prep, which is important against Andy Reid because Andy Reid is really good coming off of bye weeks. He's got a great record coming off of bye weeks. Now, Andy Reid has a terrible record in playoff games over the last several years. He's 1-6 in his last seven playoff games.
He's also
games.
Got a terrible pass defense. And not only can the Colts run the football, but, you know, they can hurt you with Luck and T.Y. Hilton also.
Yep. So we're all taking We're all taking the six-seeded Colts against the number one-seeded Kansas City Chiefs. This has all the makings of the three of us doing some sort of mea culpa at 4:01 p.m. on Wednesday next week.
How much of it is even subconsciously Andy Reid?
A little bit. I don't even think subconsciously. I just said he's 1-6 in those playoff games.
It is.
It's a talking point.
The way they lost last year in the playoffs was mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, against the Titans, no doubt about it. All right, Rich, we'll start with you on this one. Dallas at the Rams.
I got to tell you, Dallas's defense, I don't want to say it's flying under the radar because it's been good all year. But what they did last week to shut down that Seahawks running game makes me think they've got a real chance here. I'm actually taking the Cowboys to win in Los Angeles. Gurley is going to be back. He missed the last two games of the regular season. But, you know, it's been longer than that it feels like the Rams kind of lost their mojo on offense. It feels like 3, 4, maybe 5 games that they really haven't been that team that piles up all the points. So, I mean, they have to prove it to me that they can still be that team. And with Ezekiel Elliott, similar to what we just said about the Colts and their ground game and their offensive line, I think they've got the formula. I think they can control the clock and win this game. It might be a shootout, but I like Dallas in this game.
For me, I'm the same way. I like the Cowboys, and I'm not big for on Cowboy fans. They kind of drive me crazy. But
yeah, believe me, it hurts me to pick the Cowboys, but I think they're going to win.
But I think, number one, like you mentioned, Rich, they aren't the same Rams team that we've seen earlier in the year or even mid-year when they had a healthy Gurley and a healthy Cooper Kupp, who I think was Jared Goff's main receiver.
His whoopee.
He was everything. So when we lost Cooper Kupp, that kind of changed things. And then it depends if Gurley's healthy or not. If he's not healthy, I think this game might be a game where they, not a blowout, but Dallas controls it pretty well because then you're one-dimensional. Even with C.J. Anderson having a few good games.
Right.
But I think the Rams' run defense is terrible. And Ezekiel Elliott will be able to run the ball, and they're going to give him the ball, and they're going to do what they're supposed to do, run the ball, play action, throw it to Amari Cooper, and I do see them winning this game.
28th in DVOA against the run, the Rams are. You're absolutely right. Yeah. They're not very good. You sound like someone who had Cooper Kupp on a fantasy team or two.
I did early on.
Yeah, I did too. It pained me. Rich, that phone ringing, that was the Football Gods on line one saying, are you three crazy? You're taking the underdogs in the first two games because I am taking the Cowboys as well in this game. For all the reasons you guys just said, and also I'll add to that, the Cowboys are 8-2 straight up since the Amari Cooper trade.
Yeah, they're balling.
They're 6-3 against the spread in their last 9 games, and 2 of those losses were against the spread, were by a half point to the Buccaneers. And last week, by a half point, when Seabass got injured and the Seahawks had to go for 2 and got the 2 to cover the spread.
That was
so
incredible.
The Cowboys are a play here, a play there away from being 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 games.
Real quick, do you guys think Seabass really got hurt?
Oh, no, I think he had money on the game and wanted the Seahawks to go for 2.
Wow. It
like
sure
the kicker,
looked,
like the foreign kicker in the replacements.
He didn't do anything until after he saw it missing.
Yeah. If he wasn't hurt, he's a hell of an actor.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got the physique where you think he could get hurt very, very easily.
Yeah,
he does.
Because he's got a physique like I do.
Yeah.
And I get hurt very, very easily.
I was actually feeling for the punter after that.
The poor guy had to drop kick the ball.
Well, and that last kick that would have been an onside kick.
Right. Yeah, drop kicking the thing. Meanwhile, on the other side of that, the Rams are 4-9 against the spread in their last 13.
Oh, wow.
I think kind of a illustrating what you were saying, Rich. They just don't have their same mojo about them. I love the 7 points in this. I'll take the 7 points all day long, but I think the Cowboys, I'm taking both underdogs too. I'm going to hook them together in a parlay, pays 10-1, like you and I talked about yesterday. So
absolutely.
So I'm going to do that. And again, at 4:01 on Wednesday, the three of us could look really, really dumb, but we shall see. Let's go to Sunday. And it starts off in New England as the Chargers make their second trip back across to the East Coast. Baltimore last week, then back home to L.A., now back to New England to play in temps that are going to be high 20s, low 30s. Not going to be nearly as nice outside as it was in Baltimore last week for the Chargers in New England. Cecil, I'll go back to you on this one.
I don't know if we're all going to agree with this one. I'm going with the Chargers.
Yeah, we won't.
I'm going with the Chargers. I think if you look at the Chargers defense, what Gus Bradley has done last week was incredible, playing 7 DBs on the field, figuring out a way to stop Lamar Jackson in that offense.
How about that 7 DBs on the field against a team that's a run-first team?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. And then going into this week, if you look at DVOA, they're number one against stopping the tight end. Well, guess what their main focus on offense, the Patriots, is? Giving Gronk the ball. They're number
That's
three.
That's a stat right
They're number
there.
Three in a short game defense. Well, guess what the Patriots like to do? Short game you all day long down the field.
Dink and dunk to James White.
They have nobody that's a deep threat since Josh Gordon's been gone. It's been six plays down the field of 20 yards or more since Josh Gordon's been gone. So I'm leaning. I'm nervous to say it. I'm going with the Chargers in New England. Not only that, they're 9-0 in their away games
this
year. I'm going with the Chargers.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm glad Phillip,
Phillip's going to get one.
I'm glad you said that. And Cecil, just to make you feel better about your pick, that was a hell of a handicap right there, man. That was strong. That was strong. The Chargers, the only teams in the Super Bowl era to win 9-plus games outside of their home stadium, including the playoffs.
Right.
And the Chargers have done that by now. They're 8-0 on the road this year, and they've won a road game already in the postseason.
Yeah.
2016 Pats, 2007 Giants, 2005 Steelers, 2000 Ravens, 89 and 84 49ers, and the 72 Dolphins. All of those teams won the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 10.
Wow.
All of those teams won the Super
Bowl.
That's a,
great
a hell of a trend.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
That said, who do you have in this game, Rich?
Don't ask me why, but I agree with Cecil.
Let's go.
All right.
I am taking the Chargers to win in New England, and I'm not even deep down, I'm thinking to myself right now, you're an idiot. The Patriots every year at home at Gillette Stadium, they're going to prevail. Are you kidding me? But at some point, they're not. And I feel like this is as good an opportunity as anybody's ever had to win a playoff game at Gillette in this Brady Belichick era. And it has happened. Baltimore did it several years ago. I don't see how they're going to get to Phillip Rivers. They have no pass rush.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got. I don't know how they got to where they are without a pass rush. Trey Flowers is the only guy on that team that can rush the passer.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's all the Chargers have to do is make sure he doesn't get to Rivers, and I think they can control the clock, win this game.
Yeah.
And I agree with a lot of the stuff you said, and I think Ingram and Bosa can make life a little tough on Tom Brady. Absolutely. And all the road stuff that we've talked about, the soccer stadium, I think it all benefits the Chargers on Sunday in New England, and the Pats will be done.
I like this is a new Rich Lord in 2019. Most of your picks, you have to see something happen with your eyes before you'll jump out on. I like it, Rich.
That's three road dogs I just took.
That's not. Yeah, it's a new year for you. This is a new you.
Yeah. Well, we got one more game.
You're bebopping and scotting.
We got one more game.
I'm taking the Patriots. Simple as this. Belichick 7-0 since 2011 in the divisional round, coming off of a bye, playing a team that's played a game already. 6-1 against the spread in those games, by the way, as well.
It's the smart pick.
The money's all coming in on the Chargers. The spread's gone from 5 down to 4.
But really? I still think the Pats are the smart pick.
Okay. I love that you're admitting you did something you think is stupid.
Oh, it's a dumb pick.
Yeah. All right, let's do this one quickly here. The Eagles and the Saints, Rich.
Yeah, I know that Nick Foles has got a little magic stuff going on right now, but not in that building, not against that quarterback. I think the Saints are going to win this game, and I think it's going to be a comfortable win for them.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a blowout, I feel like. Saints are outstanding right now. They're pretty healthy coming into this game. I think all them Foles magic is going to come to an end, like Rich mentioned. And I just don't see the Saints lose. For me, it's hard to see the Saints losing at home in the Superdome.
Their defense has statistically been overall pretty good. Not great against the pass, to use a Cecil Short stat. Not great against number one wide receivers and secondary wide receivers either. It's just something to think about because the Eagles have a pretty deep receiving core with Aguilar and Jeffrey and Tate and Zach Ertz at tight end. Jordan Matthews. They've got a lot of weapons there. That said, I'm with you guys. I think the Saints blow them out.
Yeah.
I think the Saints win. I take the over as well.
Eagles did have the best run zone, the red zone defense in the NFL this year. So their only chance is to keep this to a field goal battle and keep Michael Thomas and company out of the end zone. But I don't think they can do it.
Yeah, their strength is their pass rush. And I feel like the Saints have a good enough running game and a good enough short passing game to sort of negate that up front. Michael Bennett and Fletcher Cox. And company.
It would be a gigantic upset if the Eagles prevailed.
Huge. And it would. And the talking points on Monday would be incredible. Like if Nick Foles, guy won a Super Bowl MVP, this would be his greatest conquest out of all of these in a way.
Yeah, if they win on Sunday, I
give up.
I can't pick against them from
up.
That point forward.
Yeah.
If they win Sunday, I think right now he has a big contract waiting for him at the end of the year.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
They'll probably get a little bit bigger.
Yeah, maybe so. All right.